KLW. This is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden, and my guest this week is author Cotto de Robertis. Hey, Cotto.
Hi, Janae. So thrilled to be here with you.
And I am so excited that you are here too, Cotto. Cotto's book is called So Many Stars, an oral history of trans, non-binary, genderqueer, and two-spirit people of color. It's a collection of interviews with trans and gender non-conforming elders of color, and they talk about life experiences such as childhood, relationships, and activism. And Cotto's book is out in stores now. And right now, we're going to hear Cotto's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the exhibit Black Spaces Reclaim and Remain at the Oakland Museum. It examines the histories of displacement and resistance from Black communities in Oakland and the Greater East Bay. The installation also imagines how Black Americans reclaim space of home and belonging. And some of the items are borrowed from actual East Bay residents. Cotto, this is so important to talk about, especially during this time. Tell us more about this exhibit and why you chose it.
Definitely, as a resident of Oakland, I love this city so much. I love its possibilities and kind of the Oakland dream, which to me is much bigger and more radical and marvelous than the American dream. And yet, you know, we have our issues and our challenges as a city. Mm-hmm. You know, the rent being too darn high is definitely one of them. Gentrification is another one. And there are a lot of untold histories, especially in Black Oakland, that deserve spaciousness. I'm really excited about this exhibit. And I also have such a trust of the Oakland Museum, which, you know, from the Hella Feminist to Queer California has just been bringing us these incredible, beautifully curated visions of who we are as a culture and who we could be.
And I need to definitely go check it out, too. It's definitely on top of my list. And I agree with everything you said, especially as me being from Oakland. That's the exhibit Black Spaces Reclaim and Remain at the Oakland Museum. And it's running now until March 1st of 2026. Your next pick is Days Like This at Lake Mary's Pergola. You all know where that is, where the pillars are by the lake. Every Friday evening, people gather and dance to Afro House and soulful music. And at this time of day or evening, you can also see a gorgeous sunset with the light reflecting off the water. It is so beautiful. And if you're not the best dancer, if you're rhythmically challenged, if you're not the best dancer, don't worry. The party starts off with dance lessons. Cotto, okay, we know Oakland knows how to party. We know how to start the party. Have you been here before? Because this is something I've been meaning to go to.
Lake Merritt, first of all, is such a jewel of Oakland. One night, I was minding my own business, just walking around the lake by myself, and I encountered this on a Friday evening. Just this dance party and these DJs, and it was just so incredible. So I have gone since then, and it's free. Not enough things in this capitalist world are free, but you can just go and you can be part of this dance floor, and it's great music, and it's all ages.
Free dancing by the lake, all ages. That's so Oakland. That's Days Like This at Lake Mary's Pergola in Oakland, again by the pillars. It happens every Friday evening from 5 to 9:30 p.m. and it is free. And your final pick is the play Spanish Stew at the New Conservatory Theater Center in San Francisco. Marga Gomez wrote and stars in this one-woman show. She plays her younger self. It's 1976. Marga moved to San Francisco from New York because her mother outed her. And soon after, a restaurant job requires Marga to recreate a family recipe. This forces her to reconnect with her biological family with the support of her new chosen queer and punk family. We've had Marga on Sights and Sounds before. Shout out to Marga. She is hilarious and such a good storyteller. Tell us more about this play and also, too, why you chose Spanish Stew.
Yeah, you know, Marga Gomez is just such an icon and such an absolute treasure. We are so lucky that we live in the Bay Area where we can see her shows. I've been going to her shows for probably about 25 years, and I've always just laughed too loud in the audience and been so incredibly nourished by her amazing queer Latinx comedy and one-woman shows and stories and her acting in plays as well. The stories of 1970s San Francisco and arriving here as a young queer Latina, that's just so rich. I can't wait for this show, and I think it will bring a lot of light and joy to many of us.
Yeah, she's really, an excellent actress and storyteller. That's the play Spanish Stew at the New Conservatory Theater Center in San Francisco, and is currently running until November 23rd. I've been speaking with author Caro de Robertis. Their book, So Many Stars, An Oral History of Trans, Non-Binary, Genderqueer, and Two-Spirit People of Color, is out now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW, and it's a good show. Also, make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.